Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Luke 11:37-41. Clean up. 1. Jesus entered. Jesus dwells in everyone. When you give Jesus a place in your life, it involves questioning. Questioning your life, your way of thinking and acting. It also involves accepting that we all fall into the area between the total rigid and the totally relaxed. No extreme is good. Remember what St. Augustine taught. We must seek the right balance where virtue dwells, and the key to virtue is not going to extremes. Today, Jesus invites you to get to know him and to reach out to your brothers and sisters from your own experience of being with him. Get to know Jesus to relieve and console one another, not to judge others. 2. Cleansing on the outside. Be careful not to turn into a ritualistic Catholic, the one who appears in all the celebrations, goes to Mass every day, but it's all a facade, because ritualistic Catholics don't act or celebrate out of love. They do it to look good, to have a certain status or position in the parish or in a group. Don't fall into being a Puritan Christian either. Those who seem to have been simply brushed by original sin, not really touched by it, they are experts at judging others. They look at the sins of others, but never at their own. To look good, they might call themselves sinners, though they don't really consider themselves so at heart. Clean from within. This refers to those who look at themselves through God's eyes, knowing that God is with them. They are the ones who can remember their sins and see God's mercy in their life. They don't get credit for their good actions. They entrust everything to God. Cleansing from within is remembering one's sins, thanking God for his mercy, and doing continuous acts of compassion. It involves being sincere, even with small details, and being prudent when speaking. It is learning to be silent, and above all, praying. One can recognize a person who is clean from within when he or she is prudent when speaking, constant in prayer, and has no interest in positions, nor does he want to meddle in other people's affairs. The person that has achieved this type of cleansing will approach others without judging them, seeking to be with them and not above them. A beautiful aspiration you can pray for today is, Lord, I am nothing, but with you I am everything. God bless you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I invite you to pray the rosary, especially during the month of October. And never forget, heaven is our goal.